Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So it was a long press conference there. Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. As expected, most questions to Howie, obvious reasons, because we don't get to hear from him all that often. You know, we heard a lot from Sirianni this year. I hope we hear from Sirianni this week with Angelo, because Sirianni was the guest every week on Angelo's show, and I believe there's one more time that he's supposed to come on this year. So I hope we hear Sirianni, whether it's today or tomorrow, with Angelo, which will be a good follow-up to what we just heard there. And Angelo crafting questions to Nick Sirianni. Hopefully that happens tomorrow. I sure hope it does. All right, 215-592-9494. This segment right now brought to you by Meineke. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Meineke for tires, brakes, batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke doing car care right. It's got a lot of calls in here. Reaction to what we heard. Kevin's with us in Delaware. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I want to give you my opinion on the press conference, and then, Joe, I have a question for you.
Yes.
My opinion is this. Yeah, the very first question, Howie didn't get a definitive answer, and then he got pressed to give an answer on Jalen, and then he gave it.
Yeah.
But from there on, everything that they said about Jalen to me was dead on. And the reason I say that is when Nick started talking about his exit interview, that he hadn't had the exit interview with Jalen yet, and then he started giving you detailed information as to what he wanted to do as far as accuracy, footwork, everything for Jalen to get better, that to me said that that's a coach that wants that kid. Because if you're trying to trade him, you're not going to throw his flaws out there like that on a press conference and talk positive about him or talk negative.
I don't agree. You know, here's where I disagree with you on that, Kevin. I don't think he threw his flaws out like incessantly. I think he just pointed out
that he was asked a specific question about what he needs to do to get better, and he listed everything he wanted to do with Jalen to make him a better quarterback.
But to act like Jalen is some kind of finished product and not have an answer to that would have been absurd. I mean,
they expect that he'll be the quarterback.
I think they're preparing as if he is the quarterback, they want Jalen Hurts to be as good as he can possibly be, obviously. I actually don't read much into that answer, Kevin. And here's the trick that I think the Eagles know they were dealing with. In that press conference, they were talking to their own players, in this case Jalen Hurts. They were talking to the media. They were talking to the fans. And they were talking to other general managers around the league who might be interested in acquiring Jalen Hurts. And there's no one answer that fits all four different parties.
We're going to agree to disagree. I don't think you would say his negative on the press conference. And my question for you, Joe, is why does when everything switches to another player, you find a way to circle it back to Jalen? And my point is this. You guys start talking about Quez Watkins. He was the number two wide receiver. Now, the first point you made, Joe, is accurate. There was no play design for him. All of the screens went to Rager or went to Devontae. Then we start running the football, so there was no design place for Quez. But the first thing you says is that it's a negative against Jalen, and I don't understand how you can see that. There was no play design for him, Joe. None.
But hold on, Kevin. Just listen to me for a second. Here's the reason why I'll say there is because. I think the Eagles know that Jalen Hurts is not particularly good from an NFL starting quarterback standpoint at moving through progressions. Player one to player two. Wait, he's not open. Let me get to option three. And Quez Watkins often in plays would be option three or four. And so to me, they target Devontae Smith. They target Dallas Goedert before the play begins, the preparation of the play. So my point to you is, if a player is a true starting receiver in football, which we all know Jalen Reagor's not, but if they actually think Quez Watkins is a legitimate too, and when the season's over, he only has 43 catches, that tells me that they might feel that the quarterback's just not good enough to get to him.
That tells me that they didn't design the plays for that quarterback and they're afraid to come out and say it. That's what that tells me. Because everything that Quez caught was from Jalen scrambling. They were all bombs. I just think, Joe, sometimes you get a little negative about Jalen instead of looking at the bigger picture.
Okay. Kevin, give me someone universally loved.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, you know, not as much anymore. Back in the day, I'd say yes, but got kind of weird over the last year with the royal family. Let's go to Sean in Maryland right now. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Sean.
Hey, listening to that press conference, listening to Howie reminded me of a presidential debate where he tells you what you want to hear, and that's about it, and dances around some questions. And Sirianni is very good at that, yeah. And Sirianni, he lost me. When he made the statement about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside what a great blocker he was. He reminds me of the guy in the Pinocchio commercial who says, you have potential.
Well, Sean, it's a good line right there. I'll tell you this, and I actually wrote this down in my notes. I now wonder if the praise that he gave Arcega-Whiteside and to a certain extent Greg Ward devalues the praise that he gave Quez Watkins as the second receiver. Because when I'm writing this down in real time, one by one. He goes, Smith, I'm going to write it down. He goes, Quez, I'm like, wow, a lot of praise for Quez. But then when he goes, even Reagor, there was some praise.
Extreme talent.
Right, extreme talent for Reagor. Then you get the praise of Greg Ward, you know, kind of step back role this year, but still productive and all
leader,
that.
Leader, Joe.
Leader.
What
and
a
then,
leader.
And then you get to Quez. Then you get to Arcega-Whiteside and the praise there. And I'm saying to myself, well, maybe when he said, because he actually went as far as saying that Quez Watkins can be one of the best second receivers he's been around in pro football. Now I'm thinking,
Oh, maybe that's just phony baloney.
He said Devontae is a true, true elite number one. I mean, right. All that stuff. It was definitely over the top. It was 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
It was like 4.5 minutes long.
It really kind of, I honestly think it devalues what he said at the start of that answer.
Yeah, exactly. Like I say, the proof's in the pudding. Show me what you're going to do on the field. Show me what you're going to do with the talent that you have in your toolbox.
Sean, give me someone universally loved.
I tell you what, how about Vin Scully?
Wow, that's a good answer.
It's a great answer.
That's a really, really, really good answer.
You know how tough that question is, though, when he's asked to evaluate the wide receiver?
I know, John.
And I guess I don't blame him for the way he went over the top effusive.
He has to coach him, right?
Players are here.
Yeah.
Until they're not. And so, you know, he starts out, he said, I feel really good about the wide receiver group as a whole. Basically, went Devontae, he's a number one. Why is he a number one? Well, because he can win one-on-one. Okay, well, I hope any receiver can win one-on-one. The problem is, ours can't. Like, the other ones can't necessarily win one-on-one consistently.
See, but let me jump.
He catches everything. Okay, yes, yes. But there are better receivers who would make this receiving group.
No question.
Like, the bottom line, he had to answer that question. There's no way they're heading into this offseason planning to have that same receiving
group. No question about that.
It's going to be
no doubt.
Two new guys.
Yes.
Out of three.
At a minimum, two.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, two out of three.
I mean, like two out of the top three.
Yeah, I mean, it might even be three out of five. It might be four out of five.
Quez is not going to be the number two.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But I think they're going to spend some serious money.
But I will say this.
And draft a guy.
Look, guys, I totally get it that when you have to coach the players – there's like the don't bury the players thing. And we've been seeing that in this town for a good 20 years now, ever since Andy Reid would clearly protect players for the purpose of trying to get the media off them and fans off them and all that stuff. But I will say this, John. There is a whole different approach, which doesn't happen as much anymore. It rarely happens, but used to happen all the time. The Bill Parcells answer to that question would be, I need a lot more from those guys. That group, you just asked me about the wide receivers, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I need a lot more. Because what Bill Parcells would do is he would impose fear into those players for the next 7 months.
Yeah. Well,
for their preparation for the next season. He would impose fear.
That doesn't work.
Might not work anymore, man. Perfect example of that stuff just not working
well,
with these guys.
So I don't know for sure that it doesn't work. I think you got to pick your spots.
I think it works with certain people and not with others. You know?
I think you're probably right, Jim. I think it always probably worked with certain players and not with others. It just was utilized more back then.
It was more accepted back then.
Yeah. But I know this. Whatever they've tried to do with Jalen Reagor, and I'm going to assume that it hasn't been straight up fear, has not worked. I mean, if it's like, hey, let's love them up, like, you know, the old Doug thing, let's love them, let's hug them. I mean, it hasn't worked. Now, maybe the guy just can't play.
Yeah, I think it might be that nothing can work.
I would say it's backfired. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, Parcells would answer it very, very differently. Yeah. I mean, he's the one that said she when talking about
Terry Glenn.
He called a wide receiver a woman. He said she.
Who was a good receiver, Terry Glenn, no less.
Who was a really good receiver. Who was a really good receiver. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. More reaction up ahead. That press conference on 94 WIP.
One of the things I love most about my Park Sportsbook app is that it's not just about picking which team wins when you place your bets. They offer lots of action and so many different ways to bet on individual player performances. It makes watching the game that much more exciting. In football, bet passing yards, rushing yards, who scores touchdowns, plus with live in-game betting and their awesome same-game parlays, the Park Sportsbook app is custom-made for you. And that's why it's the only sportsbook app I recommend. Sign up now, make your first bet risk-free on your favorite player or a player you're watching, or bet on any game. Download the app, get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Go to parkscasino.com/PA, use my promo code JRWIP, and then check out Pro Football Saturday, the early game. Cincinnati is getting 3.5 points in Tennessee. I think they could win this game. They're also +155 on the money line. The over-under is 47 points. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the terms and conditions. Do it now. Bet with the best. The Parks Casino Sportsbook.
Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
94 WIP. Hey, our Twitter poll question of the day today: if you were in charge of the Eagles, would you keep Howie Roseman as the general manager of the squad? A yes, B no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Hey, big thanks go out to Wendy's, John. How about this food? James, this food that we've been having here from Wendy's. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
A chicken sandwich is just
divine. I love that.
It's so good. It's
phenomenal,
so good.
Food. It's really, I mean, we are quite fortunate. A big spread they just brought here. The new and hot crispy fries, of course, the big bacon cheddar chicken sandwich, the big bacon cheddar burger, the chili, the lemonade, which is always phenomenal. Tremendous food, really is. A big thank you to our friends at Wendy's for the amazing food. Get yourself to Wendy's. Of course, right now, a great time. Lunchtime, right now. Yeah, go to your local Wendy's today or download the Wendy's app to try their brand new fries for yourself. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or they will replace them for you. All right, 215-592-9494. We will play coming up shortly here, near the very beginning of that press conference, a question from Reuben Frank to Howie Roseman about Jalen Hurts, what John and I interpreted as a non-answer answer, and then a follow-up from Reuben looking for essentially a yes-no answer, which Howie Roseman then answered. We'll interpret that and listen back to that coming up shortly. Plus, Ray Dittinger, 1245. Ray joins us for an entire hour. Let's go to OG Wade in Chester. OG Wade.
What's up, brothers? How we doing today?
Hey, what's up, OG?
Now, OG Wade, if I call you OG Wade, you can't complain about me not calling you OG Wade, right? I mean, come on.
Absolutely. Okay. You're perfectly in line right now. You're being a good boy. So you keep it up.
If I called you Wade, would I be a bad boy? Like, if I called you the name, like your parents gave you the name Wade, so I'm a bad boy if I call you Wade?
Hey, let me tell you something, Joe.
Yeah, that one stumped you, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it didn't stump me. I'm just letting you know I'm about to dump you under that damn water that you're sitting in.
All right, Wade, talk to me. What'd you hear in that press conference?
I think that as a listener that we supposed to be, including you and John, that we have to learn how not to, like, it's like we're trying to attack every word that these guys said.
Yeah,
you know,
I know
what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
The one most important thing that I wanted to hear was that Howie made it very clear that Jalen is our guy. I don't know how y'all can take that to say he wasn't. Yes, he did. When he asked him the question, he prefaced it by saying, first he said, I think so. And then he went on to say, we asked him to do this. He did this. He did that. So what's the name? Said, so is that a yes? He said, yes. I don't know how much more definitive, I mean, clear he can be with that. So the moving off of that, right? The other thing is Nick Sirianni is young coach. We got a young staff. We got all young players. So I wouldn't really take Nick Sirianni's word on anything that he's saying in terms of it. Let's just let him express himself. And what I want to see is when training camp start back up, I want to see who went out and put the work in.
Yep.
Because we don't have no veterans to really gauge these guys on. Like, we got all young guys. Like, I want to go out and get a Mike Williams from the Chargers. I want to go out and get a Christian Kirk from the Arizona Cardinals. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the upgrades that I would make because we don't have a big receiver. That's a problem in this type
it's
of
a
offense.
It's a huge
when
problem.
When you've got a quarterback that is deficiency in a lot of things that Jalen is, he needs a bigger target sometimes because sometimes his balls is not going to be on the point. They're not going to be on time. But if you have bigger receivers, that can bail you out of a lot of situations. And don't y'all notice one thing? All of our receivers, when they get the ball, they all run straight for the sideline. I saw Smith made a good block on that corner out there that we said he got blown up on, right? He didn't get blown up on. What happened was he was blocking the guy to the outside. Quiz goes right to the damn outside.
Well, you know, Wade, like, so and part of that's because they're just not very big. I mean, they're just not.
No, but I'm saying, Joe, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do
though?
Understand. I agree with you.
He was supposed to come inside.
I thought Quez misran that too. All right, Wade, give me who's universally approved.
Approved or liked?
Liked, loved, whatever.
Now, dead or alive?
Alive.
Has to be alive.
Okay. I was going to say Michael Jackson, but since that's alive, I would have to say myself.
All right, Wade and Chester votes for himself.
I don't think either one of those are winning answers.
That's classic. All right, speaking of answers, and it's plural, because the press conference started with a question, an answer,
a follow-up question, and an answer. Let's listen to the exchange, Ruben Frank, with Howie today. Interpret this as you will about Jalen Hurts.
Hey, guys. A question for Howie to start off. Howie, have you seen enough from Jalen this year to feel comfortable with him as your quarterback moving into the future?
You know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had, really first-year starter, second-year player, leading this team to the playoffs, tremendously impressed by his work ethic, his leadership. We talked, last time we talked was during camp, and we said we wanted to see him take the bull by the horn, and he certainly did that.
All right, hang on, hold it right there. So that is not an endorsement yet.
No, it's not. That's his answer. That's where he stopped.
Yes.
His answer is, you know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had. The question was, have you seen enough from Jalen Hurts to feel comfortable with him as your starter?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he how hard he worked.
Totally.
That's not the answer to the question.
I am not ripping Howie.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For his answer, I'm just pointing out that is not, in that moment, an endorsement of Jalen Hurts. Then there's a follow-up from Ruben, which is a great follow-up. Here's what it went down.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Now, I mean, you know, guys, make of that what you will. What I make of it is that they were not going to go there unless pressed to go there to say that Jalen Hurts is, like, definitively the starting quarterback
next
year.
But he knew that he was going to be pressed. You think Howie came into this thing and he was going to get one question off the top and be able to say that, and
but
then
James,
people
why didn't
go
sure,
other,
it's possible he doesn't get pressed.
But James, I think he didn't need to.
Sometimes they don't get pressed.
I think Howie is an expert at not saying anything always.
But
I think
what do you make
every,
of his first answer, James?
I think that every question Howie is asked, he is trying to say nothing. That is his goal.
What do you make of his
question? I make that he said he was impressed with Jalen Hurts this year. He definitely didn't answer the question. I get it. But then he does. And then he does again and again and again throughout the press conference.
Because
and that's a bold statement. Like, if you look on Twitter, like, every single media outlet, like ESPN, SI, all this, Jalen Hurts, Eagles starter for 2022. And that's dumb of them because we know, we've seen, I'm just saying
dumb
that
of the outlets,
the
not
outlets
the
Eagles. To not, right, the
well,
outlets.
It's not dumb to say that the Eagles say that.
Right, but
we
it's
know.
Very definitive out there. So the point
but
is.
But that's what Howie wants out there.
I agree, but I'm saying it was stronger than I expected with how definitive they were throughout this press conference.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't strong.
I don't know what you guys expected to hear.
It's not what I expected. It's you and I, clearly, James, interpret it differently, because what John and I are saying is the first answer, I don't want to say invalidates the rest of the answers, but there's a cloud that hangs over the rest of the answers, because when he's first asked it, he clearly didn't want to give you an answer. He only gave a definitive answer because he was pressed to give a definitive answer.
My point is, I think Howie will always not give a definitive answer until he's pressed to give a definitive answer on any topic, anything. He's always, every single answer in this whole press conference was talking around everything. Like, that's what he does.
Let's see what everyone else thinks. Joe in Mayfair, what's up, Joe?
I agree with James. He should take over the mic. Joe, go back behind the glass today, because you want to read into it because you want them to go for another quarterback. And you're trying to read into.
I don't want them to go for another quarterback. And
I agree with
Joe. I feel
I
the same way.
Joe, when you listen to Howie Roseman year after year after year, he never wants to say anything. And the only thing Howie did was say they wanted to see how Jalen handled it this year. And the only thing he did was praise him for the year he just had. And this is a year-end post-conference. And then when the follow-up, it didn't take Howie 3 or 4 seconds to say yes. he said it instantly with a definitive yes.
Well, because he's a smart guy and he knows he's in a spot and he knows he has to say
yes. He's a smart guy not to say anything prior to that either. That's James's point. He's supposed to play it close. That's what a good poker player does, and that's what Howie loves to do.
Joe, so if he's such a smart guy, do you think he really believes Jalen Hurts is exactly who they want under center?
100% no. I mean, we would love to have Tom Brady at age 30. Come on, John, give me a break.
Well, you know, that's the point.
But he is like, who we have. But at any position, on any team and any pro team, you want to have the best player you possibly can that position. Right now, Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback we have at that position.
Correct.
If somebody came across and gave him a deal they couldn't refuse, of course they would move the quarterback.
Exactly.
But that's not happening. We're not playing Candyland.
But that could happen. I think you're.
We're not playing Candyland. This isn't going to happen.
So Joe, they got a hold on 1 second, Joe. They got a greater shot to get someone this year than almost any year we've seen as an Eagles fan.
Because if they try to make it happen, yeah, it could happen.
Okay. I mean, Joe, you cannot name ever in NFL history where three different star quarterbacks could be available, and upwards of five different quarterbacks could be available in the first round of the draft in the back end of the draft.
And we have three first round picks.
That exactly. I mean that does not happen often, Joe. Ever actually before.
Okay, so you're not good. Again. You have Jalen Hurts, who has the opportunity to get better, and he took a step this year.
Of course.
My reason for this call is, I am, and again, Jalen Hurts had an up and down season, like most young quarterbacks do that aren't a top five pick in the NFL. You don't have Burrow. You don't have your top picks. For the talent that surrounds this quarterback, and with a first-year coaching staff, I think the quarterback, to me, progressed enough. But the problem with this team is, and I hope all three of you agree with me, when you watch film, when you watch wide receivers and tight ends run patterns for this offense, they don't stop on a dime and make a cut. They don't move back for the ball. They don't fight for the ball. They don't run crisp patterns at all. And I hope all three of you know football enough that a quarterback cannot throw an anticipation throw or trust a receiver. I don't care if you're number
I agree.
One,
other
two,
than
four,
Devontae, not great. Robert,
exactly. Yeah. So until the quarterback and receivers have fine tuning where the receivers are running cuts and the wide receivers coach, to me, should be gone. Whoever it is should be gone.
It's also why I don't think Quez is a number two. Which
exactly, because he can't run around.
But Joe, that further invalidates what they said about Hurts, because I think what they said about Quez was kind of nonsense.
If Jalen Hurts threw more anticipation throws this season, he would have had 15 to 25 picks, right, like most young quarterbacks do in the NFL. Drew Brees, Peyton Manning,
Andrew
Luck, et cetera.
Joe, who's universally loved?
Tony Bennett, 95 years old. No one's ever said a bad word about the guy.
Tony Bennett.
Good answer.
I've never been a huge Tony Bennett fan, but I haven't been. I'm just being honest with you.
I know. I'm not surprised.
But Tony Bennett. All right. Let's go to CJ.
Amazing. Did you see the performance he had with Lady Gaga?
Yeah, him and he's like super tight with Lady Gaga. They've performed together for a while. Like, it's
it
a thing.
Amazing.
He's
yeah.
cool.
All right. So Tony Bennett's on the board. Let's go to CJ. What's up, CJ?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing great, CJ.
Fantastic.
Hey, I'm with – let's be honest. Howie is not trying to say anything in the press conference. He answered the question, move on. And plus, nobody thought we were actually going to just come out and say, hey, yeah, we're going to go after another quarterback. That's not going to be said.
Of course. Totally agree.
Now, the thing that annoys me, in which I understand no coach is throwing players under the bus.
Yep.
Is saying, hey, I'm happy with this receiving core. You could say other things.
I agree with you on that. I was put off by that, too. That was a lot of nonsense from Sirianni. Because other than Devontae, it was a freaking weak group. Weak.
Yeah, and it's okay because you could say, hey, based on how we started and the changes, there were so many other things you could have said other than I'm happy with this receiving core. Because we weren't happy with the receiving core. You got people calling for it. It's sad what's going on.
Listen,
so many questions about this guy. Like Nick Sirianni, I have questions about him. I was more often than not pleased with the way things went this season. But, man, as a receiver coach, as a receiver specialist, when our receivers go out there and they still offensively pass interfere when our receivers are being talked up like this by the guy. Like, I don't know. It's like there's something missing with his knowledge of the position.
Exactly. So you're saying you are a receiver guru. That was your specialty.
Yeah.
And we led, like, we were tops in the league with receiver pass interference.
Well, and CJ, what drove me nuts, and it happened again the other day, is when a receiver has a penalty for offensive pass interference.
And Nick's fighting.
And Nick's complaining to the ref about it. I mean, because they were all called right. They weren't called wrong.
That's how he taught him. Then, hey, he's exactly. Like, hey, I'm fighting for my guys.
All right, CJ, give me someone universally loved.
Has Oprah been said?
Wow, that's a big answer.
Been waiting
maybe.
All show for Oprah.
That's a really
a
big
massive
answer.
One.
Oprah is a great answer. Let's go to Will in Northeast Philly. Will, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Will.
Oh, man. Listen, man. Like, I like the team, man. But, like, I don't think this is the right coach for the Eagles, man. Like, they need if they're going to, like, plan for the future – they need the right coach for that, man. Like, Sirianni, he's good or whatever, but I don't think he's the right coach for the Eagles. But I don't know about him, man. Like, he just got to develop better. He got to have better game planning. Like,
look, Will, I don't know about him either yet. You know, I'm with you. I enter this offseason as a fan with a question mark next to Nick Sirianni's name. I there was improvement. But there wasn't enough improvement for me to say, I feel great that he's the Eagles head coach. I cannot say that. I'm not saying fire him, but I am saying the way they played in that playoff game and the lack of adjustments that he made, particularly on offense, make me really scratch my head.
Now, the big question, they pointed to it. They pointed to it in this press conference. They talked about how they played better later in the year. They're proud of the way they played later in the year. He's proud of the way, you know, the team came together and the way that he coached it. But was that really better, or was that a result of the teams that you played?
Right.
Like, I gave Nick Sirianni a lot of credit down the stretch, and now I'm asking myself, how real was that? Was that a mirage? Because when it really mattered, he looked like, man, like he didn't belong coaching on that field across the way from Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles.
And that's true, because, like, even like the game before that, like, I don't think they should allow Dallas to do what they did to us either. Like, that was a big hit too, man. I mean, even though we rested our starters or whatever, but you got to have a better game plan, man. Like,
well, I don't know what you expect. I mean, it will. They had Manny Moe and Jack out there, man.
I wonder if they are willing, if Nick will be willing to sacrifice his friend and confidant, Jonathan Gannon, for the betterment of this team. Because I do think if you brought a Vic Fangio, a guy he could lean into with some of the, you know, the head coaching stuff, like some advice here and there, but also a really, you know, sound defensive mind who's proven, not just in this league, but at the college level, all across the board, widely respected, I think Vic Fangio could make Nick a better head coach.
I will. Who's universally loved?
And I believe that too, man. And I'm gonna go with Denzel Washington.
Well, that's a big answer too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Denzel is a great answer.
Yeah.
So, you know, John, you just brought up the Gannon thing, and we should do a poll sometime this week on: do you want Jonathan Gannon back as defensive coordinator? Because I don't think he would score good.
That's understating it.
But you know what's the damn weirdest thing? I swear to God, in recent years in Philadelphia sports, one of the strangest things is that someone that we think is really bad at his job is apparently coveted as a potential head coach.
He's got like three or four interviews.
I don't agree.
He's got three or four interviews. If nothing else, to Joe's point, the rest of the NFL likes Jonathan Gannon way more than we do. Like, way more. Yeah. Even that he's getting interviewed.
Yeah, and John, this whole thing, like, I'm going to do him a favor or an agent a favor.
Well, it's
like,
too many teams now.
It's too many teams, and here's where I also don't buy it, John. These teams are competing with the other, whatever it is, 6-7 teams for a head coaching job to pick the right guy. These interviews typically are an entire day. Like, I don't think you're going to waste a whole day on this guy just as a pure favor.
He seemed like a really smart guy.
Well,
when we were in training camp.
He wins people over with that. On a personal level, he must win people over in person.
I was transfixed watching him talk in training camp. I couldn't wait, you know, to get in, to get there. Like, it was right before our show would start when we were there in the in the RV. And yeah, he sounds great talking.
Did you ever ask your question?
I don't remember.
James, he never did ask a –
Never did it.
He wanted to ask a question, but I think we had to run back because our show is about to start.
Yeah,
but,
I don't remember.
Got to get you into the question mode now. I miss being at the – I used to be at the press conferences, you know, fairly frequently. I mean, it's good stuff. It's just I'm always stuck here in the middle of, in the middle of the day. I'm here.
Look, so. The only reason that people, I guess, would – other teams would covet him is they must be evaluating him on a curve based on the personnel he had to work with.
No question.
Because the defense did take some steps,
yep.
I guess. I mean, but again, how much of that was the teams we were playing? Like, that really does make it difficult to evaluate. So I guess they're saying, well, hey, we'll give him a chance.
Yep.
Let's hear what he has to say.
All right, coming up, Ray Dininger in studio with us for an entire hour. Obviously, it'll be a look back to the game that happened a few days ago. What takeaways Ray has from the Eagles season ending in just such horrible, horrible fashion. But also looking ahead to the future. What Ray makes of Howie and Sirianni's presser and where they go from here. Ray on all of it next for an entire hour in studio. That's next, plus more phone calls on 94 WIP. Hey, are you missing football on Thursdays? Of course, we had, you know, football the last bunch of months on Thursdays. Well, no longer. Well, you can still turn every Thursday into a payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Does not matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Thursday. Just place a $10 or more same game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Same game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. It's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. This, of course, is one of so many reasons why FanDuel Sportsbook is the way to go, including when you win, they get you paid fast. Your winnings in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. Get $10 back every Thursday, win or lose, with TNT Thursdays. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER to get your first bet risk-free. How about this? A first bet risk-free of up to $1,000. That's when you use promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.